You know, sometimes when you finish a book of the Bible, and everyone says in Shul, Chazak, Chazak, Benit Chazek, we're all very happy, we finished another book. And usually, most of the books of the Bible end on a very good, modern, wonderful note that you can indeed build buildings on and feel proud of. But when you come to this week's Parsha, and we finish the book of Bamidbar, I personally at least feel a little embarrassed. Let's think about it. The book of Bamidbar was a book of many complaints and problems. And we all know that within one book you went from the year 2 to the year 40. And the entire nation that left Egypt died. And there's so much that happened. And how do we end? Benot Slovchan, those five girls, their tribe comes. And the tribe says, look, if these girls marry out, then we're going to lose what's allotted to us in Israel. We deserve an inheritance in Israel. That inheritance belongs to our tribe. And if these girls get married, then ultimately other tribes are going to get the land. So Moshe makes a decree based on God that they can only marry within the tribe. I don't know. To my modern, postmodern mind, love conquers all. You don't tell a girl or a boy, listen, you can only get married from that family. You tell them, find the best possible husband or wife. Find the best person for you where you're going to be happy and build a family together and live in love and devotion and happiness for the rest of your life. Comes this week's Parsha and seems to say, we want you to go home from Shul this Shabbos, and what should be in your mind? What's the last thing you read about? That these girls have to pick husbands only from a specific location. Why? What's the story over here? And in my humble opinion, and indeed it's a humble one, because I don't think I have a good answer for this, I believe that the Torah is trying to convey to us a message which is germane to every Jew in this world. We're living in a world with rampant intermarriage, assimilation galore. And I don't want to speak about that per se, because there's many, many factors that go into it. But one of the many factors is that we're living in a world in which it's no longer an embarrassment to say, I think of myself only, I am the master over my domain, and all I have to think about is how do I make myself happy. This egocentric idea comes from many factors. One of them is the fact that within our own home, with the help of our internet and our computer, we're able to basically run the world. We can go ahead and run our bank accounts, we can make our travel plans, all from the comfort of our own home. We don't need any institutions like a travel agency or whatnot. We're able to do it all on our own. And within this world, we're basically saying, listen, I want love. I want to be happy. And that's the only element that is important to me. And therefore, I'm going to look for love and happiness. That's it. There's no other values that come in to my mind as I go out and go for the pursuit of happiness. But comes the Torah and says, love and happiness is extremely important. And therefore the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, says you cannot get married unless you first see your husband, because there must be love between them. And therefore the Rama paskins la halacha, that if your mother says to you, if you marry that girl, I'm going to kill myself, you say to your mother, I love you very much, and I hope you don't kill yourself, but I have to do what's right for me. But love is not the only thing in life. There are other values you have to take into consideration when you're looking for that perfect husband or wife. When comes the Torah and says, there's another factor, and that's what we call common values. Love is very important. Physical attraction is the first thing, of course, you must have. There has to also be other elements that go into a relationship. Like feeling, secondly, that the person in front of you is your best friend. And you can tell her anything, or you can tell him anything. And you have an open relationship, and it's fun to be with one another. And thirdly, and not less important, you respect one another. You don't talk down or talk up. But finally, you have to have common values. And that's what I think this Parsha is all about. The Jewish people are about to enter Israel. They're about to be in a land in which they're going to be a bit split up.
they're not only going to live around the Mishkan, they're going to live in various different places. Comes along the Torah and says that the only way this is going to work, and indeed the Jewish people will continue to thrive, is not just that these people will be able, these girls will be able to pick husbands, but they'll have husbands that have common values with them. Because if not, their children will be very mixed up. So they show their alliance to the tribe of Menashe, or to the tribe of Ephraim. Do they show their alliance to the church or to the shul? Do they feel more comfortable at Christmas or do they feel more comfortable at Hanukkah? To have this mixed up notion in your mind is not easy. And therefore, there has to be that balance between love and happiness on the one hand, but also common values on the other. And therefore, the Parsha says that these girls can indeed go ahead and pick wives. However, pick husbands. However, within a tribe with common values. The only way for this relationship to work is to have that constant symbiosis, that constant dialectic between your love, your happiness, your pursuit that you need on the one hand, but also, and not less important, common values with the person on the other. And there's no more germane message to us in this time of the year and this time of the life. We all know about intermarriage and we all know about everything. But the bottom line comes down to it. Are you willing to ultimately have this balance between love and happiness on the one hand and common values on the other? Or love and happiness will conquer all? Because we all know that love conquers all is a beautiful thing to say, but something that ultimately never, has never been implemented in any which way, in any time, and in any relationship. It's not just about love and happiness. It's about devotion and it's about common values, and though that balance must be maintained. Ultimately, this is the message we end the book of Bamidbar with, and this is the germane message that every single Jew must maintain. Love and happiness, but also common values. And the common values in this particular parsha is the fact that the tribe gets a certain piece of land, and it's important as a value that that land stays within the tribe. As to why, we won't go into it now. But ultimately, that's the message. Love and happiness, pick your husband, pick your wife, but on the other hand, ensure and maintain that there's always going to be common values.